From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A UN official says Syria talks will soon resume. The United Nations will name a date Friday for Syria's warring parties to return to the negotiating table for a second round of talks. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said that today. De Mistura abruptly aborted a first round of talks on February 3rd and urged countries and the International Syria Support Group led by the United States and Russia to do more preparatory work. They met in Munich and pushed for a ceasefire deal, resulting in an agreement on a cessation of hostilities that President Bashar al-Assad's government and the opposition have both said they could support. De Mistura said he would brief the UN Security Council Friday and then announce a date for a new round of talks. The UN envoy also said any cessation of hostilities would accelerate a humanitarian effort that is already underway in Syria.
Much more needs to be done, and much more people needs to be reached. But 110,000 people, almost 200 trucks, yesterday, the beginning of a test on airdrops in order to reach 200,000 people. We are talking about serious changes from before.
UN diplomats are considering a Security Council resolution endorsing a U.S. and Russian-backed ceasefire in Syria, which U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says is the one way that we can end this war. Syria's warring parties have until midday Friday to say if they're participating in the cessation of hostilities. That is due to begin 12 hours after that. U.S. and Russian officials are holding further discussions today on implementing the ceasefire. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey's prime minister has warned a Syrian Kurdish militia against taking advantage of an upcoming truce in Syria for actions that threaten Turkey's security. Ahmet Davutoğlu said his country will respond to such actions and that Turkey will not be bound by the ceasefire agreement due to be implemented this week if the Kurdish militia poses any threat. Davutoğlu spoke on Turkish TV. A United Nations investigating team has found what it says are widespread atrocities committed with impunity by a variety of armed groups in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of a report by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights in Geneva.
The investigators allege armed groups allied with Libya's two competing governments, multiple independent groups, and Islamic State militants are guilty of wide-ranging abuses, many of which could amount to war crimes. The report describes unlawful killings, including executions of people taken captive. It documents indiscriminate attacks on health facilities, ambulances, and medical workers. It says the use of torture, arbitrary detention, abductions, and disappearances are widespread. Other issues of concern include violence and discrimination against women, intimidation of human rights defenders and journalists, recruitment of children, and exploitation of vulnerable migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
European Union ministers are meeting in Brussels to try to work out the latest strategy for dealing with a massive influx of migrants that are straining the resources of even the wealthier nations in the trade bloc. Joining the EU Interior and Justice ministers are their counterparts from Serbia, Macedonia, and Turkey, nations that are quite literally on the front lines of the crisis as they share their western borders with the easternmost nations of the European Union. Greece, one of the EU's most financially troubled members, has been struggling to cope with a bottleneck in the flow of people fleeing from violence in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The United States and China reached agreement Wednesday on imposing new UN sanctions on North Korea for its recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The U.S. will submit the draft resolution to the UN Security Council later today. Details have yet to be released on that proposal. The announcement came as China's foreign minister Wang Yi visits Washington, where he met Tuesday with Secretary of State John Kerry and Wednesday with the National Security Advisor Susan Rice. Vietnam has protested recent actions by China in the disputed South China Sea, saying they threaten peace in the region. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.